Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Lapeer City Commission has approved a patriotic action that ties in with America's 250th anniversary. The commissioners have approved the placement of a 30-foot flagpole in the median of DeMille Boulevard as part of America's upcoming 250th birthday. There will be the dedication of the flagpole at 2 p.m. on June the 14th, which is Flag Day, and some other special events were also approved as part of the celebration. And another news for today. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services will be treating lampreys in the Cass River in Saginaw and Tuscola counties this month. The treatment is being done in order to kill invasive sea lamprey larvae that have burrowed into the stream bottom. Lampreys are parasitic fish native to the Atlantic Ocean that had invaded the Great Lakes via shipping canals in the early 1900s and remain a major threat to U.S. fisheries to this day. They attach to fish with a suction cup-like mouth lined with sharp teeth, feed on their bodily fluids, and can kill up to 40 pounds of fish during their parasitic stage. The treatment will turn the stream water yellow or possibly green during the treatment process, and the USFWS is working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Cass River Greenway Committee in order to address the lamprey issue. For more information, you can visit fws.gov/invasive-sea-lamprey. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Home. It's more than a place. It's love, laughter, joy. It's where we belong.
Home is wherever you are, buddy.
When you adopt a shelter pet, you're not only giving them a home, you're finding yours, too. You're finding love, laughter, and an unbelievable new best friend.
Crypto!
Adopt your very own crypto. Visit bestfriends.org/supergirl. And together, we will save them all.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Lake Township Planning Commission will be meeting at 6 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 10th, at the Township Hall at 4988 West Kindy Road in Caseville. According to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to review additional Planning Commission guidelines during their regular meeting. The meeting can be joined virtually by computer, tablet, or smartphone using meet.goto.com to be ready for the meeting beforehand. You can also download the app at meet.goto.com/install. And another news for today. A large barn fire broke out on Monday evening on Gayeth Road. Fire departments were dispatched at 9:35 p.m. when the call came in. Four fire departments responded, including Sebwing, Fairhaven, Owendale, and Unionville departments. The blaze involved an old barn that the property owner had and was looking to get rid of. The owner said that he was burning old barn wood and reportedly some hot sparks from the debris ignited the roof of the new barn. Firefighters worked for approximately an hour to contain the flames. Fire Chief Matt Bumhofer said that it took around 2.5 hours to make sure it was fully extinguished so that it would not reignite. A Sebwing ambulance service was on standby during the incident. You can view pictures of the scene of the fire in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Tuesday, June the 9th of 2026. Wilma Kathreen Kovac, age 102 of Owendale, passed away on June the 8th of 2026. Funeral services for Wilma Kathreen Kovac will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, June the 12th at the St. Paul Lutheran Church of Linkville at 7292 Kilmano Road in Pigeon. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Friday. Memorials may be made out to the St. Paul Lutheran Church, Linkville, and the family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at www.ransfordfuneralhome.com. An Edward Paul Pyunk, age 65 of Port Hope, passed away on June the 6th of 2026. A viewing for Edward Paul Pyunk will be held on Friday, June the 12th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.